诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and thank you for letting us to come before you and worship you.
求主你的话语亲自来开启我们属灵的眼睛。
Please open our spiritual eyes with your word.
我们能够来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
So that we may understand the spirit and the secret in your word.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
约翰福音第六章五十三到五十六节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我的肉、喝我的血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。吃我的肉、喝我的血的人，就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
In John 6:53-56, Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell youUnless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them.
基督徒在公元第二世纪的时候被指控是食人者。
In the second century, Christians were accused of cannibalism.
因为耶稣说，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。我的肉，真的是可吃的，我的血真的是可喝的。
Because Jesus said,Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And also, Jesus also said, My flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink.
主吩咐我们守圣餐。于是，在早期的基督徒守圣餐的时候被误解，是在吃人的肉，喝人的血。
The Lord told us to observe the Holy Communion, and therefore Christians in the early history were misunderstood as cannibals.
耶稣说，他的肉真的是可以吃的，他的血真的是可以喝的。
But we know from the Bible that Jesus said his flesh is real food and his blood is real drink.
许多跟随他的人听到这些话的时候，圣经约翰福音第六章六十节说，他的门徒中有好些人听见的就说，这话甚难，谁能听呢？
In John 6:60, On hearing it, many of his disciples said, This is a hard teaching, who can accept it?
结果怎么样呢？约翰福音第六章六十六节说，从此跟从他的人当中有好些人退出，不再跟他一道。
And then in John 6:66, from this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
耶稣讲了这些话，好多跟从他的人听了之后觉得很困难了解，因此退去，不再跟随他。
Because it is hard to understand, so that many of Jesus' disciples turn back and decide to not follow him.
我们从约翰第六章五十三到六十九节的经文，耶稣圣难的话，我们共同 共同来领受神的话语。
Let's observe God's words through John 6:53-69, the heart saying.
第一，耶稣的肉和耶稣的血。
The first message, Jesus' flesh and blood.
再回到约翰福音第六章53-54节，耶稣对他们说：“我郑重地告诉你们，你们。”如果你们不吃人子的肉喝他的血，你们就没有真生命。吃我的肉喝我的血的，就有永恒的生命。
In John 6:53-54, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life."
一个46岁的 Aldo Bianchini 在2011年10月，在意大利的Verrio 都市的圣安德烈天主教堂望弥撒。
In October 2011, a man named Aldo Bianchini attended a mass in St. Anthony's.Catholic Church in Viareggio, Italy.
当神父开始讲道的时候，他站起来，在300个会众面前开始将他两只眼睛挖出来。
But when the priest was about to preach, Mr. Bianchini stood up before the 300 attendants and began to gouge out both his eyes.
他没有遭受到生命的危险，但是医生却没有办法将他的两只眼睛再复原。
He did not die, but he lost both his eyes.
奥多说他听见有声音叫他这么做。
Aldo, also Mr. Bianchini, he said that he heard a voice telling him to do so.
很明显的，奥多患的某种精神上的病症。
Apparently, Aldo was suffering from a certain psychological illness.
但是他也照着字面的意思去履行耶稣在马太福音第5:27-30所说的话，说你们听见古时候有这样的教训说不可奸淫，但是我告诉你们，看见妇女而生邪念的，在他心里已经跟他犯奸淫了。假如你的右眼使你犯罪，把它挖出来扔掉，损失身体的一部分，比整个身体陷入地狱还要好得多。假如你的右手使你犯罪，把它砍下扔掉损失肢体之一，比整个身体下地狱还好得多。
Here, Mr. Bianchini literally fulfilling the word of Jesus written in Matthew 5:27-30. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
不像奥多比安亲你，我们大部分的人都认为耶稣不是要我们照着那句话字面的意思去行。
Unlike Aldo Bianchini, most of us recognize that Jesus did not ask us to do that literally.
耶稣乃是用一种夸张的说法去强调那件事的重要性与严重性。
It was just a hyperbole that Jesus used to emphasize the seriousness of the issue.
比如 起先是一个邪念啊，可能造成感情上的不忠，甚至破坏了感情的关系。
We see that a budding evil thought could lead to unfaithfulness and could even destroy a relationship.
或是小小的犯罪啊，可能造成将来犯大罪。
And a small crime could lead to a serious one.
耶稣并不是意图去叫人挖掉他的眼睛，或是砍掉他的手。
Jesus did not intend to ask people to gouge out their eyes or cut off their hands.
耶稣乃是要人慎重地听他的话。
And instead, Jesus asked people to take his words seriously.
我们在每天的生活上也时常用夸张的说法，有人说我肚子真饿，我可以吃掉一只马。
In our daily lives, we also often use hyperboles. For example, a person may say, I'm so hungry that I could eat a horse.
他真的可以吃掉一只马吗？当然不是。
But could he? Of course not.
有位姐妹说，如果牧师叫她在公众面前起来祷告的时候，她将会死掉。
And a sister said that she will die if the pastor asks her to stand up and give a prayer in public.
她真的将会死掉吗？
But,
当然不会。
But could she? Of course not.
啊，有一个人睡觉会打鼾 snoring， 他的朋友说他打鼾的声音大过那个货运火车的声音。
And a brother snored at night, and all his friends said that he snores louder than a freight train.
他真的是这样吗？当然不是。
But is that possible? Of course not.
当然，以上这些说法是一种的夸张的语气。
Because all of those sayings are hyperboles.
路加十八章二十八节到三十节说，彼得说：“看啊，我们已经撇下自己所有的，跟从你了。”跟随耶稣啊！耶稣说：“我是在告诉你们啊，人为神的国撇下房屋或是啊妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女，没有啊，在今生不得百倍，在来生不得永生的。”
In Luke 18:28-30, Peter said to him, "We have left all we had to follow you. Truly, I tell you," Jesus said to them.No one who has left home or wives or brothers or sisters or parents of children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life.
在和本的圣经说跟从耶稣在今世要得到百倍， NIV 的圣经说将要得到好几倍。
In the Chinese version of the Bible, it says to receive 100 times, while here in the English Bible, the New International Version, it says to receive many times.
这也是一种夸张的说法，来强调一个人跟随耶稣，他将得着一个新的生命。
And this is also just a hyperbole. It emphasizes that a man following Jesus would receive a new life.
他在人生当中将经历有如比以前几百倍或者好几倍这种丰富的人生。
And here he emphasized in terms of many times or a hundred times.
当然，这种在耶稣基督里面丰富的人生远超过物质上的获得。
And certainly,The richness in Christ is beyond material gains.
约翰福音六章五十三节，耶稣对他们说：“我郑重地告诉你们，如果你们不吃人子的肉，喝他的血，你们就没有真生命。”
In John 6:53, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you.Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
五十六节说，那吃我的肉喝我的血的藏在我生命里，而我也在他生命里。
And following in verses 56, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them.
血代表生命。
Here the blood stands for life.
如果在我们的身体里面有耶稣的血，代表我们有耶稣的生命。
We have Jesus' life in us if we have Jesus' blood in us.
耶稣的生命成为我们的生命。
And Jesus' life becomes our life.
肉代表肉体或是身体。
And here flesh stands for body.
吃耶稣的肉代表耶稣的肉成为我们的肉。
By eating Jesus' flesh, it means that Jesus' flesh becomes our flesh.
象征耶稣的身体成为我们的身体。
And Jesus' body becomes our body.
所以当我们有耶稣的血在我们的身体里面，因此我们的生命耶稣的生命成为我们的生命。
And when we have Jesus' blood in us, Jesus' life becomes our life.
象征他的肉成为我们的肉。
Meaning that his flesh becomes our flesh.
他的身体成为我们的身体。
And his blood becomes our blood body.
我们因着信靠耶稣，他的生命变成为我们的生命。
And we, by trusting Jesus, have his life in our life.
他的身体成为我们的身体
and have his body in our body.
因此我们能够在每天的生活当中来活出耶稣基督的样式。
And therefore, we can live out in the form of Jesus Christ in our everyday life.
所以当我们守圣餐的时候，红葡萄汁代表耶稣的血。
Every time we observe the Lord's table,The red one here stands for Jesus' blood.
饼代表耶稣的身体。
And the bread stands for Jesus' body.
所以这象征我们喝耶稣的血，吃耶稣的肉。
So the meaning here is that we drink Jesus' blood and we eat Jesus' flesh.
我们相信耶稣替我们流血，牺牲生命，替我们赎罪。
We believe that Jesus bled for us and sacrificed his own life to redeem people's sin.
并且我们所有信靠耶稣基督的人拥有耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面。
And we who trust in Jesus Christ have the life of Jesus in us.
所以耶稣说我们藏在他的里面，他也藏在我们的里面。
Therefore, we in him and he in us.
因此我们有能力在每天的生活当中来活出耶稣基督的样式，来为他做美好的见证。
And therefore, we are able to live our lives according to the way of Jesus Christ and give sweet testimony for him.
第二，来了解神的话语。
The second message,Understanding God's word.
彼得后书第一章二十到二十一节说，最重要的，你们要记住一点，不可按照自己的意思解释圣经里的预言，因为从来没有预言是出于人的意思，而是先知受圣灵的感动，把上帝的信息传达出来。
In 2 Peter 1:20-21, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
我们不能够照自己的意思去解释圣经。
We must not interpret the Bible according to our own will.
我们要知道 有些圣经像刚才所说是象征性的意义，不能够照字面的意思去了解。
Let us know that some passages use figurative language and shall not be interpreted literally.
正如刚才所提到啊，喝耶稣的血，吃耶稣的肉等等。
For example, drinking Jesus' blood and eating Jesus' flesh.
有些经文我们也要知道反映在特别的时间里面神的旨意。
Furthermore, some passages reflect God's will in a particular time.
比如在旧约里面有关饮食的规定啊，这些规定包括比如来讲在利未记十一章第七节说，猪也不可吃，要把它当作不洁的动物。
For example, the dietary laws in the Old Testament include that you shall not eat pig because it is unclean, which is written in Leviticus.
接着第九到十节说，有鳃有鳞的鱼类你们都可以吃，但是没有鳃没有鳞的鱼你们不可吃。
And also written in Leviticus 11:9-10, of all creatures living in the water of the sea and the streams, you may eat any that have fins and scales, but all creatures in the sea of streams that do not have fins and do not have scales, you are regard them as unclean and do not eat it.
依照旧约饮食的规定，猪肉、还有鲶鱼 catfish、鳗鱼等等没有鳞的鱼都不能吃。
According to these dietary laws, people should not eat pork, catfish, eel, etc.
现在大家都在吃。
But we all eat them every day.
到了新约，神借着一个意象来启示使徒彼得。
But in the New Testament, God revealed to Apostle Peter a vision.
在异象中，神将地上各种飞禽走兽又有爬虫摆在彼得的面前。
In this vision, God placed before Peter all kinds of four-foot animals as well as reptiles and birds.
使徒行传第十章十三到十四节说，有声音对他说，彼得起来宰了吃啊、可是彼得说，猪啊，绝对不可，我从来没有吃过任何啊凡俗不洁的东西。
In Acts 10:13-14, then a voice told him, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Lord, Peter replied, I have never eaten anything impure or unclean.
但是那声音对他说，上帝认为洁净的你不可当作误会的。
But the voice told Peter, Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
在另外，有关所割礼，在旧约里面，神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And regarding circumcision, in the Old Testament, God made a covenant with Abraham.
创世纪十七章第十节说，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你便你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
In Genesis 17:10, This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you. The covenant you are to keep, every male among you shall be circumcised.
到了使徒行传第十五章第一节说，有些人从犹太来到安提阿、开始教训弟兄们说，除非你们遵照摩西的律法接受割礼，你们不能得救。
But in Acts 15:1, certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, saying, Unless you are circumcised, according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved.
有关摩西割礼的法律，要称为神的儿女，男子必须接受割礼。
According to the law given to Moses, a man must be circumcised before he can become a citizen of the nation of God.
这是时代性的。
Such a law was important, but it is timely.
当时对以色列民是很重要的。
It was important to Israelites at that time.
但是到了新约时代，要成为神的儿女啊，不必要再守割礼。
But in the era of New Testament, we are no longer required to be circumcised to become the children of God.
在另外一些事，在生命记23:12-14这么说，你们要在军营或者是营地外面啊，指定一个地方做厕所，在你们的装备中要有一把锹子啊，上厕的时候可以挖洞，然后淹盖你们的营中或是军营啊，必须保持礼仪上的洁净，因为上主你们的上帝跟你们同在啊啊，营里保护你们啊，使你们战胜敌人。你们不可做不洁净的事，以致上主离弃你们。
In Deuteronomy 23:12-14, designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. As part of your equipment, have something to dig with, and when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your equipment. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you.And to deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy, so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you.
约在140年以前，这一段圣经成为当时教会一个很大的争议。
About 140 years ago, this passage has stirred up a serious conversation in churches.
在1880年代，室内水管装置开始广泛地被使用。
At that time, around 1880, indoor plumbing has entered mainstream.
因此，教会开始来讨论说，这些 indoor plumbing 呢，这些啊室内水管装置呢，啊来讨论它的好处。
And therefore, churches at that time began to discuss the benefit of using indoor plumbing.
在这个时代以前，教会如果有人到教会来啊，信徒们要方便的话啊，教会要在教堂外面另外盖一个叫做外房。
Previously, people built a so-called outhouses.Outside the church for people to respond to their nature's call.
但是室内水管装置的设备啊，让很多信徒觉得啊，教会应当现代化。
And with the availability of the indoor plumbing, many believers thought it a good thing to have indoor lavatories within the church building.
让大家得着益处，在教会的建筑物里面有厕所的装备。
They thought it a good thing so that people can be more convenient and there will be an indoor lavatory inside the church building.
如果今天要建堂的话，有人建议在教堂外面设一个厕所吗
？Nowadays.Suppose we are to build a new church. Will anyone suggest that we build a lavatory outside the church?
相反的，大家首先决定在教堂建筑物里面要有几个厕所。
But in contrast, many people will in fact would even decide how many inside lavatories should there be installed in the very beginning of a building plan.
但是在1880年代，许多人认为在教堂里面装置厕所的设备是神所不喜悦的事。
But at that time, in 1880, many people thought that it would not please God to have a lavatory inside.
因为《生命记》23:12-14，神指示以色列民不可在他们的营地设有厕所的设备，人必须到营外去 因为人的排泄物是不洁净的。
And their reasoning was that because of the, what is written in Deuteronomy 23:12-14, because there God instructed Israelites to relieve themselves outside the camp, since the excrement are unclean.
因为神在营地跟他们同在，他们不可让神看到在他们当中不洁净的排泄物。
And their reasoning saying that because God was with them within the camp, they must not have unclean things inside.
如果神看到了那些不洁净的东西的时候，神将离弃他们，不祝福他们，不保护他们。
Otherwise, God would turn away from them and would not bless them and would not protect them.
所以在旧约时代，因此他们在营外指定的一个地方当厕所。
Therefore, in the time of the Old Testament, people choose a place outside the camp for people to relieve themselves.
所以我们知道，圣经有一些的经文，像以上所列举的，具有阶段性或是时间性。来传达神在特别的阶段当中的旨意。
Therefore, we see that just as those passages we have mentioned, that some passages in the Bible carries temporal meanings to convey God's timely purpose.
另外，有些经文反映文化与历史的情况。
And there are some passages that report the cultural and historical circumstances.
摩亚石碑或是米撒石碑，在1868年149年以前的八月，在约旦的田里发现一个称之为摩亚的石碑或是米撒石碑。
The Moabite stone, also known as the Mishra stele, in August 1868, which is 149 years ago, people discovered the Moabite stone in a field in Jordan.
这在考古学、圣经考古学上是一个非常重要的发现。
Which is a very important discovery in biblical archaeology.
这个石碑的碑文跟列王记下第三章第四到第八节的历史背景很相似。
The inscription on the stone unfolds a history that is similar to that in 2 Kings 3:4-8.
在列王记下第三章第四到第五节这么说，摩亚王米沙饲养很多羊，他每年向以色列王进贡10万只小羊和10万只公绵羊的毛。以色列王亚哈死后，米撒，记住这个米撒王呢，背叛以色列。
In 2 Kings 3:4-5, now Mishra, king of Moab, raised sheep, and he had paid the king of Israel a tribute.Of 100,000 lambs and the wool of 100,000 rams. But after Ahab died, the king of Moab, which is Mishra, rebelled against the king of Israel.
米撒石碑的年代约在主前840年，碑文记载摩亚王米撒战胜以色列。
The Moabite stone was established in around 840 BC, and it recorded the victory of Mishra, king of Moab, over Israelites.
刚才那个列王记下的经文说，米撒来反叛以色列。
In the 2 Kings passage that we have just read, it says that Mishra, king of Moab, rebelled against Israel.
所以现在这个碑文里面记载说，米撒王与摩亚人敬拜迦南神Chemosh.
And therefore, in this stone, the Moabite stone, it records that the victory of Mishra, king of Moab, over Israel.
And 米撒王说 Chemosh 神告诉他去攻打以色列、啊、因此、啊、他就出去与以色列人打仗、啊、从清晨、啊、到中午杀了7000男人以及小孩、妇女、女孩与女仆人、啊、他将这个毁灭献给 Chemosh、啊、Chemosh 的神灵。
From the inscription,Misha the king and also the Moabites, they worship the Canaanite god called the Chemosh. And Misha the king said that in the inscription, Chemosh the god told him to attack Israel. And thus, he went and killed 7,000 men and children, women, girls, and maid servants from morning on all the way to noon. And he devoted the destruction to his god Chemosh.
这个诗篇说，米撒王相信他的神指示他出去战争。
The stone says that Misha believed that his God directed him to war.
他代表神的旨意去带领百姓出战。
And he believed that he was fighting on behalf of God's will.
这在当时是一个很普遍的、一个、方法去证明战争是正当的事。
At that time, it was a common way to justify the war.、
所以一反映摩西、约书亚与大卫是勇士、他们活在暴力视为看为去完成神的旨意的方式的一部分。
And from the Bible we see that Moses, Joshua and David, they were all warriors living in a time where violence was seen as part of God's way of accomplishing his purpose.
在以色列时中、他们曾经处在那一种、暴力的文化与历史的情况当中。
In the history of Israel, they live in a culture of violence.
生命记第20:16-18记载摩西吩咐以色列百姓说，但是在占领的上族，你们的上帝要赐给你们那土地的城池时，你们要杀光所有的人，你们要遵照上主的命令消灭所有的赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利西人、西魏人、亚布斯人，你们要消灭他们，免得他们诱惑你们去随从、他们敬拜偶像的种种恶习、因而得罪了上主你们的上帝。
In the Bible, in Deuteronomy 20:16-18,Moses told Israelites, saying, However, in the cities of the nation the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, do not leave alive anything that breathes. Completely destroy them, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Otherwise, they will teach you to follow all the detestable things they do in worshipping their gods.And you will sin against the Lord your God.
民数记31:7说，他们就是以色列民，遵照上主给摩西的命令，攻打米甸人，杀了他们所有的壮丁。
And in Numbers 31:7, they fought against Midian, as the Lord commanded Moses, and killed every man.
约书亚攻打埃城的记载，约书亚记8:25-26说，约书亚一直用他的矛或是短枪指着埃城，直到城里、的人全部被杀光、这个、才放下他的矛。那天埃城所有的人都被杀死，男女一共12,000人。
And also in the Bible, the book of Joshua, it recorded an event that Joshua's conquer of the city of Ai. In Joshua 8:25-26, 12,000 men and women fell that day, all the people of Ai. For Joshua did not draw back the hand that held out his javelin until he has destroyed all who live in Ai.
列举旧约暴力的残杀，有的人解释那些迦南人因为邪恶应当遭受毁灭，他们罪有应得。
Some people say that all these violent destructions in the Old Testament were due to that Canaanites were evil and that they deserve the destruction.
但是圣经的学者指出，像这种想法造成许多借着神的名义啊去证明种族的大屠杀是正当的。
But Bible scholars, however,they pointed out that such reasoning has caused many people to justify on behalf of God the righteousness of annihilation.
纳粹的皮带扣上面宣称说 God meet wounds, 意思就是说上帝与我们同在。
On the Nazi's belt buckle, he claimed God meet wounds, which means God is with us.
希特勒宣称神跟他同在，这是神的旨意，要叫他去屠杀600万的犹太人。
And Hitler claimed that God is with him, and it is the will of God to kill 6 million Jews.
圣经学者指出，旧约暴力的残杀反映当时的圣经作者处在那种文化社会背景当中，但是神在历史中做工圣经逐渐地超越了这一种的文化。
Bible scholars here say that the violence in the Bible reports the historical context of biblical authors' generations. Nevertheless, God works through historyAnd Bible has already transcended such cultures, and therefore.
因此我们最后在耶稣基督里面真正的看清楚旧约与新约的上帝是同样的一位上帝。
Because Bible has already transcended such culture and generations, and therefore we see that the Old Testament God and the New Testament GodAre the same God.
约翰福音第三章16-17节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为上帝借着他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要世人因他得救。
And in John 3:16-17, For God so loved the world.That he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but has eternal life. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
耶稣到世界上来跟罪人一起吃饭。
And we see that Jesus came to this world to dine with sinners.
他在被钉十字架的时候对钉他十字架的人说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And also on the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
圣经学者帮助我们从三个角度来了解圣经的经文。
We may read the Bible from the following three aspects.
绝大部分的经文反映神永恒的旨意。
A vast majority of the passages reflect the timeless will of God.
我们很清楚的就知道这是神的旨意，就这么的做。
And it is very clear that we will know that it is the will of God.
有些经文在特别的时间里面来反映神的旨意。
And secondly,Some passages report the will of God in a certain time.
有些经文反映文化与历史的情况。
And thirdly, some passages report cultural and historical circumstances.
但是我们知道神的真理超越文化，神的真理改变文化，神的真理带来世界的盼望。
And we know that the truth of God transcends culture. The truth of God changes culture. The truth of God brings hope to this world.
神在耶稣基督里把爱的救赎带到这个世界，取代暴力的残杀。
And in Jesus Christ, God has brought to this world the loving redemption and has replaced the violence.
最后，主有永生之道。
The third message, the way to an eternal life in the Lord.
当耶稣说了那一些圣言的话之后，跟从他的人当中许多人退出，不再跟随他。
After Jesus finished the hard saying, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
耶稣问他的门徒说，你们也要退去吗？
And then Jesus asked the 12, saying, you do not want to leave too, do you?
约翰福音第六章六十八到六十九节，西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？我们信并且知道你是从上帝那里来的圣者。
And in John 6:68-69, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God.
有人说我们生活在现在这个文化里面，欲望变成为被提升到需要的阶层。
People say that in the modern culture, desires become elevated to the level of need.
需要变成为更加提升到权力的阶层。
And the need becomes further elevated to the level of rights.
并且我们的倾向就是成为无底坑的欲望。
And because we tend to be a pit of bottomless desire,
我们的需要永无止境。
There is no end to our need.
我们之权力的目录好像经常的在扩大。
And our list of rights seems constantly expand.
耶稣基督的福音并不是来满足人们的需要，并不仅仅是来满足人们的需要。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is not simply about meeting people's needs.
耶稣基督的福音也是对我们的需要的一个批判。
But it is also a critique of our needs.
我们在耶稣基督里面的生命不是只为了去追求满足自己的需要而不顾别人的需要。
Our lives in Jesus Christ are not the ones pursuing to meet our own needs and ignoring other people's needs.
我们要活出一个积极丰盛充实的人生，耶稣告诉我们一个秘诀。
To live an abundant lifeJesus has told us a secret.
约翰福音十二章二十五、二十四到二十五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就丧失生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。”
In John 12:24-25, Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their lives in this world will keep it for eternal life.
耶稣要我们以他甘愿打破自己牺牲自己去爱人 啊，这种的精神。
Jesus asked us to love people with his love, the sacrificial love and the willing love.
从外表上看来好像是损失了，啊，其实是获得了。
On the surface, it seems that such love is a lose, but actually it is a gain.
我们在爱人的上面好像是付出是减少了，啊，其实是获得更丰富更充实的人生。
And in putting effort to love people, it seems as if we lose something, but actually we will obtain an abundant life full of purpose and full of meaning.
当我们的人生只是关闭守住自己，啊，不敢开放去爱人关心人的时候，我们将发现我们的人生好像一池的死水，没有生气静止。
If we only preserve ourselves and dare not to love and care for people, we would discover that our lives are just like still and lifeless water.
耶稣到这世上来，要我们以他的爱去活出丰盛意义的人生。
Through his love, Jesus has come to this world to give us in this life abundant and full of meaning, the beautiful life.
并且我们的生命也跟他的生命永恒的连接在一起。
And also to establish an internal connection between our lives and himself.
所以彼得说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？因为耶稣他是从神来到世界上的救主。
So just as what Peter has said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life, because Jesus is the Savior to this world from God.
所以今天的经文，耶稣说他的肉是可以吃，他的血是可以喝，这个这么困难了解，其实这个是象征性。
Therefore, from the passage today we have read, it says that Jesus said that his blood is drinkable and his flesh is edible. But now we know, we see that these are all hyperboles.
我们要了解圣经，绝大部分的圣经都是很清楚，我们一看就知道，就应当去遵守。比如神的爱，神是爱，神要我们行公义，神要我们好怜悯，神要我们过着圣洁的生活，这些很清楚的我们就知道了。
And we see that from the Bible, most of the passages are pretty clear. Those teachings are pretty clear. For example, to walk in humbleness and to do righteousness.All of those things is very clear, and we ought to do so.
另外有一些经文是象征性的意义。
But on the other hand, there are also passages that are hyperboles.
有一些经文在特别的时间里面反映神的旨意。
Those passages just reflect God's purpose at a certain time.
有一些经文反映文化历史的情况。
And some other passages reflect the cultural and historical circumstances at that time.
我们也知道神继续在历史当中、文化当中向前移动。
And we know that God has been walking and walking through the histories and moving forward.
超越文化。
And God has transcended the cultures.
最后神的爱取代暴力的残杀。
And in the end, the love of God has replaced the violence.
最后在耶稣基督里面带来真正的生命，真正的盼望。
And in Jesus Christ, God brings true life and true hope.
就像彼得向耶稣所告白，他有永生之道。
Just as what Peter has confessed to Jesus Christ, that in Jesus Christ, he has eternal life.
我们一起祷告。
And let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你，借着你的话语，让我们来认识、了解你是这么伟大的一位上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, and thank you for your word, that we can and to understand your secrets and understand that you are a great God.
借着你宝贵的话语圣经，我们看到你的真理超越文化，超越社会背景。
Through the words, your Bibles, the Bible, we have seen that your love and your teachings has transcended cultures and transcended history.
最后在耶稣基督里面完全的来认识了你。
And in Jesus Christ, we came to know you fully.
感谢主你的话语对我们的宝贵。
We give our thanks to you that your words are so precious to us.
在今天我们执事会要开会，求主你，让执事会同工大家在主你面前跟弟兄姐妹大家成为一个非常美好的团队，在主你面前来服侍你。
Please bless our communities. Also, please be with us in today's upcoming deacon meetings.
求主你也将主你的平安、主你恩典赐福在我们每一位弟兄姐妹的上面。
And please grant us your peace and your grace to every one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.